This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Hi there, I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers Corner, along with Brett Tannehill. This week, we are proud to feature another of the Huntsville Literary Association's Young Writers Contest winners. Colby Meeks won the Senior Poetry Division with this poem called The Tenth Pew, in which he muses on the universal feelings of adolescent angst.
It was autumn, and the air still carried that Alabama summer in it. How it seemed to burrow in the dry, burnt dirt, grab us by the throat, and smother out that ember glow smolder until all that was left was the raw pulp of a well-worn despair that lay deep in the pits of our tonsils, the long-stemmed bronchi of our lungs sticky with humidity, the forest of our strung-out and unwound vocal cords. Those were the days of seafoam lockers and that stench of dust and sweat. When we bled white before we bled red, those shallow shaken lines where our flesh was pulled apart and we prayed for it to put back together, sitting by the half-dead honeysuckle bush, that bush where we kissed but never told, where we sneaked past the fence to the ditch where the rainwater puddled like baptistry, that shallow cool water where we washed out our own sins. It was in that heavy air when sorrow was woven in between the sugars and the phosphates of our DNA, desperation dripping from our desert dry, sour cracked lips and deep cut and raw worn skin around our crescentless nails that dug deep in the near mold of soft skin oranges at the lunch table where neither of us ever said, I love you. Where we learned starvation. Where we drowned in everything we never spoke. Where we half-locked hands as if somehow that would heal us, that would save us from coughing up memories that neither of us wanted to remember. Everyone who sunk their teeth into us like low-hanging fruit growing heavy on the wiry branches of the tree on the edge of Eden. But we were not saviors, and honeysuckle was not communion, and even white blood stains.
Poet Colby Meeks is a rising senior at Lee High School, where he writes for the literary magazine. We here at the Sundial Writers' Corner are all so proud of the Young Writers Contest winners like Colby. You can hear his poem again by going to our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on the Sundial tab. You can hear a new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.